Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Amanda Galbraith. And of course, we continue to go through some of the biggest stories of the week in the first hour. We'll, of course, have the panel back in the second bit. Joining me next to talk about, there's major news in Canada, though. These are usually boring speeches that people don't pay attention to. But the Bank of Canada's senior deputy governor, Carolyn Rogers, gave an important speech in Vancouver yesterday. And if you've got some debt, and Lord knows, we all do, you're probably not going to like what she had to say. So the question, are interest rates going to get hiked again, or if things plateaued? Inside the bank, they're not really sure. Deliberations that happened in late October show that governing members are split on how necessary future increases might be. And this comes, of course, as the deputy governor said, high rates could be the new normal.
Obviously, this involves a lot of uncertainty, but it's not hard to see a world where interest rates could be persistently higher than what we've all grown accustomed to.
She cited a variety of factors that could influence that, including rising government debt and potential geopolitical pressures in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza. And of course, a big question here is the interest rate shock that folks are going to face as they renew your mortgages. So an estimated 2.2 million Canadians, representing 45% of all outstanding mortgages in the country, will face renewal in the next 2 years. That total amounts to mortgage loans valued at $675 billion, or roughly 40% of the Canadian economy. Each house is expected to see an average increase in monthly mortgage payments between 30 and 40%. So cumulatively, that would work out to an extra $15 billion in mortgage payments across the country. That's a huge hit to a lot of you at home. And as somebody who's going to be one of those people going through a mortgage renewal, I am concerned. So what are we going to do about it? I thought we'd bring on an economist to kind of unpack all this and talk about it. Moshe Lander is an economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Moshe, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
So can you, actually, you know, here's the big question. We know that the Bank of Canada is going to make their next rate announcement on December 6th. Do you think they're going to raise rates?
I don't. I think they're going to kick this into 2024. There's not enough compelling data that would suggest that the hawks within the governing council are going to win the day and push up interest rates. If there's something that comes out in the next couple of weeks that looks particularly aggressive for them, they might be able to win the day, but I think it's something they can wait until their meeting in January.
And can you talk to me a little bit about that? Because I feel like most Canadians, you know, we see the Bank of Canada governor, you know, they trundle out 8 times a year and make a statement about interest rates. I mean, it's interesting to me to see the speech that was made in Vancouver, and I know Tiff Macklin's going to make another speech before the interest rate decision in December. But what is this governing council and hawks, and like, how do they actually deliberate to make these decisions? What goes into it?
It's really no different than any other sort of executive level meeting, right? It's a bunch of people around a conference table or on Zoom, I guess, these days, and they're poring over economic data. And so, you know, they're looking at much more finely grained data than what you and I might consider, but they're looking at GDP numbers. They're looking at the labor market, how much employment, unemployment is there, how much wage pressure is there. They're taking a look at things like bankruptcy rates and, you know, all of the things that you would consider to be important within the story of what should we do with interest rates. And then at the end of the day, it essentially just comes down to a vote. We haven't seen it before because up until recently, this stuff was done, but it was done in private. But in the name of increased transparency, they're now at least releasing the minutes. And we've seen that even more recently, they've actually started giving speeches. So we get a bit of an idea as to what they're seeing to help guide us as to what we should be thinking in trying to fight inflation ourselves.
Actually, I'm glad you referenced the speeches because, I mean, I like to watch this stuff. And I remember going to a speech, this is dating me, when I was a university student that David Dodge made after he had left, being that at the Bank of Canada. And that was a rare occurrence, right? Those things were very rare. So to me, the central bankers kind of coming out, I guess, and explaining themselves, I think is a good thing for the country, but also maybe rightfully so brings increased scrutiny. So, you know, one of the points that was made is higher rates are potentially here to stay. So those of you trying to wait it out, like y'all might be waiting a long time. So do you think that's true that, you know, we're not going to go back down to the fun days of 2 years ago when I could get a mortgage for like 1.7%?
So, yeah, I don't think that we're going to that again. It would take something catastrophic for interest rates to go that low. And I'm talking about, you know, a 2008 style housing collapse or another pandemic where we get locked down for months on end. But I think that the long-term rate is probably around 3, maybe even 3.5%, where we're right now at 5%. So there is room that it can come down. But I think that the key point from the speech there was not that it's forever going to stay at 5. It's that it's going to stay at 5 until we're convinced that inflation is back down in that 1 to 3% range, and it's not going to come out even if interest rates go down. Because, you know, if interest rates go down, this is going to unleash consumer spending again and maybe even government spending. And so they want to know that you can go back to spending, but not in an inflationary way. And part of that's going to be managing our expectations that we believe inflation is going to go back to 2%, not that it just happened to hit 2% in 1 month.
And if you're just joining me, obviously, we are speaking to Moshe Lander. He's an economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. We are talking about the Bank of Canada, sort of in recent news about Canadians saddle up. We may be in for a longer term, higher interest rates than you expected. One of the points that was made in the speech is that Canadians are adapting. And you mentioned, you know, slowing spending, slowing credit growth. Are Canadians, you know, there's a lot of talk about affordability. We're going to actually talk about food bank crisis in the next hour. But are Canadians absorbing this correctly? Or does the bank need to take into account, you know, the impacts, like, for example, the 40% of people that are going to have to go through this mortgage renewal?
They're going to factor that in, and they're going to have to consider what that means in terms, again, of risks of bankruptcies, because it's not just the personal bankruptcies that are the issue. It's the broader effects on the economy as well, right? Is there a risk that this could damage banks themselves? I don't know that they'll necessarily collapse or create a bank run, but it's certainly going to damage their profitability if bankruptcies start going up. I think the other thing that they need to factor in as well is, how are we adapting in terms of wage growth? We're seeing a lot of things like strikes in the Port of Vancouver, WestJet strikes, a lot of industries are having labor unrest. And when you negotiate for above average increases in wages, while it's good for you or your members, it's bad news for the economy, because those wage increases will ultimately spill over into price increases. And so if a lot of the inflation we've been seeing until now is not because of labor unrest or labor negotiations, is that another source of inflation then that the Bank of Canada is going to have to tame by either increasing interest rates or keeping them higher than they're supposed to until we moderate our wage demands too?
So you mentioned that we could go to a 3.5% rate, which sounds really great to me as someone who's staring down a mortgage right now at 5+. How long, just asking for a friend, how long is it going to take us to get there?
Well, for your friend who might have a mortgage that's coming up for renewal soon and is worried about it, I would say tell your friend that it's probably not going to happen before she or he needs to renew their mortgage. It's going to be one of those things that if it comes down, when it comes down, it's not going to be as fast or as aggressive as when it went up. And it's, again, one of those things that the Bank of Canada needs to make sure that each time they decrease interest rates, the economy's not going to go sideways on them and inflation's going to get unleashed. So they're going to do like a 0.25% drop, wait, see what happens. If they're sure that the economy can withstand that, then they'll give another 0.25% drop. It's one of those things that they've been fighting so hard to just get it down from just 8%. They don't want to see this thing creep back up again, because once the genie's out of the bottle, we've realized it's really hard to get it back in.
All right. So if I'm summarizing this correctly, then prediction is we'll hold, hopefully, and it feels like we're reading a Magic 8-Ball, although now the Magic 8-Ball has minutes, to your point, which is good. So we'll hold in December, and we'll gradually, hopefully, if things stabilize, decrease over time. But for folks like my friend, not myself, you know, you should just get on with the renewal and bite the bullet, right?
Yeah, I think that your friend is probably going to have to wait until 2025 before we see the interest rates that I envision. So if your friend has to renew in 2024, I'm sorry for your friend.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Moshe Lander, economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Thank you for coming on the show.
Anytime.
All right, friends. So there you go. Surprise, surprise, a friend of me. That will be fine. We will deal with it, as many Canadians are across the country.